How to do, man? It's Trinben, and I'm about to do my first questionnaire. It's Baby Petal's second questionnaire, deflower questionnaire, and I thought I would take a stab at it because maybe some of you are wondering who the fuck I am and what the fuck I'm doing here, and honestly, I don't even fucking know. So, yeah, let's do it. Okay. Number one, what are your top three favorite foods? Dick, money. Wait, oh shit. No, I can't say that. I love Korean food. I love Vietnamese food. I just like Asian food in general. I like bibimbap. Ban sao, which is like this Vietnamese taco. It's like, yeah, it's kind of like a Vietnamese taco, actually. And then the third one would be, it's a dessert, a Filipino dessert, and it's called Sansrival. And if you haven't tried that yet, you're fucking missing out. It's like little wafer layers with meringue cream, and then you put like pistachios and shit on it, and then you put, and if you want, you put mango or sweet potato or ube, and it's like, oh my god, it's better than sex. Okay, number two, if you went down on your partner and their genitals tasted like any of the foods mentioned previously, would you be repulsed? And what would be the least or most bearable? Ooh, fuck no. I'd eat that shit every day. The most bearable, the least weird. The first two are very savory. Be gross. As long as they aren't too salty, I think be good. They don't smell that musty, but a little musty is okay. Realistically, would you drink a cupful of cum or vaginal ejaculate in one sitting of someone you knew and were attracted to? No thank you. Okay, number four, what's in your shower? Your shampoo and soap and stuff. If I'm sure you never get asked this, so I like to take the time to appreciate the products that you use to keep up your appearance. I like Old Spice deodorant for men. I like smelling like a guy. But when I take a shower, I make sure I get something exfoliating and fresh. Stay fresh, yo. Like sugar scrubs or something. Those are really, really yummy. And I like Garnier Fructis smelling whatever. I just like all of it. And then anything from Lush is good. Yeah. Five, what do you see potential in a serious long-term relationship with a person with whom you have a 20-year age gap? Oh, no. No. Nope. Because it's like a wisdom thing. They would have, I feel like they would be taking advantage of me because I haven't been in this world enough. Okay. Six, you're inevitably committed to one person you're ridiculously attracted to, and you need to choose between romance or sex. Only love or sexy sex times. You could do the dirty fuck with anyone you want, but I've actually been in friends with benefits sort of situation, and it was the worst thing I've ever been in. I could go on about it, but I really, really can't imagine. I have to do all the cuddly wuddly stuff. That's the best shit. That's so fulfilling. Okay. Seven, your partner offers you the Mary Jane, the marijuana, saying that drug use can be a romantic activity. Are you down? Why or why not? Oh, you know, man, I'm all about that dank kush. I've actually never done that. Maybe I would do it just to get it off my bucket list. Why not? Eight, someone you admire gives you $5,000 worth of material gifts. Oh shit. Or $5,000 vacation to go somewhere you really wanted to. Vacation experiences are, for me, it would be the vacation. Experiences are definitely. Have a better return value. Nine, if you're in a romantic relationship right now, does your partner know about your audios on GWA? I'm single and ready to mingle, so sorry, boo. If so, how did they react initially, and how do they feel about it now? Nope. If I did have someone, that'd be cute to tell them about it, and you know what comments I get. Some of you guys are definitely the sweetest people I've ever met, and some of you are the most fuckboy kind of people I've ever met. Sorry, not sorry. Okay, 10. Are you more of a tea or a coffee person? Oh shit. Oh, this is so hard. What is your favorite type of flavor of tea or coffee? How do you like it prepared? I like milk tea. I like white tea, with milk and sugar. And I like my coffee black because I used to go to South America a lot, and that was the best thing. Okay, continuing. 12. Are you a person who is very picky about organization with your paperwork? Oh, fuck. Do you use highlighters, pens to color code, sticky notes, etc.? I used to go on Tumblr and really respect people who did study blogs and keep their notes so nice, and I really aspired to have that sort of work ethic. But I just mess around, I fuck around with it. I'm so sorry. Shit's expensive, so I can't always have that cutesy journal, except my art journal, which I will share with you guys later. A lot of fan art stuff because I'm really into a lot of nerdy things. And then you guys are really creative here on this platform, and I like to draw you guys because I'm a creepy little lurking nerd on this. But I hope you enjoy because I love you. 13. You're out on a party, club, dark place with an excessive amount of loud people having fun, and someone behind you wraps their arms around you and starts kissing your neck. Oh my god. Oh my gosh, you turn around and see who it is, and it's someone very, very attractive who you've never seen before. Do you confront them or reciprocate? I'd ask them if they had AIDS or something. No, I wouldn't say that, would I? It's kind of creepy. I'm already blushing as it is if that really happened. I'd probably kiss them back or something. And then. Or I'd run away. Depends. Depends on how cute they are, okay? But I love neck kissing. If they bit my neck, I would flip the fuck out. And I might love them forever. Okay, 14. What's the story of your first kiss? Ooh, son. Oh, son, you don't wanna know. You don't wanna know what happened. Oh my gosh. In high school, there was this boy that I really liked, and we did everything, nope, except sex, and he would cuddle me and pet me and do all that fluffy shit, but never have the guts to really kiss me, and I got so mad. So my best friend was this gay guy, and we're still good friends, but since I'm always on the move, we never get to see each other. And I asked him, what does a kiss on the lips feel like? And then he gave this really sly little smile. Then he kissed me, but it was so gross. He was so cute before, but his kisses are so bad. And I make fun of him a lot. And whenever I really appreciate anything he does, I give him a little kiss on the cheek because I guess he is my first, and I love him very much. Nateen, which of the two is considered more arousing to you? A girl wearing your t-shirt, boy shorts, and a pair of knee-high socks? Or a girl in black lacy lingerie with a garter belt and stockings? Oh my god. The casual is so yummy.
You roll up with someone, you're like, good morning. And because you see them when they don't give a shit about anything. They have no cares in the world, and I don't know, they're just at their purest state. Drooling on the floor. Oh my god. I could eat that up. So, yeah, boy shorts. I always wear boy shorts, actually. I like my little butt. 16. Would you share a main? This is where we always sleep, bed with a partner you're beginning a new relationship with, or would you choose to have separate rooms? Fuck. I'm actually a very private person and I'm very shy, but if I really love this person, I'd probably be glued to that person every day. And I'd always want to be pet. I love being pet. Pet. And have my hair stroked before I go to bed. Little forehead kisses or something. And then he would bite me. That's the best thing. Okay. Oh, all those good things. 17. You're having a white one night stand with someone. And oh, fuck this. And when they come, they scream someone else's name. How would you feel about it? I wouldn't have a one night stand ever again. Or at least a fuck buddy, I mean. I get really attached, I think. I can't do that. But if they scream someone else's name, I think that only establishes that relationship where we don't really care about each other. And that would be a huge sigh of relief for me. And then I'd try to give them advice. I would be their wing woman if I had to be. 18. Can you drink a full glass of whole dairy milk, or would you like nut milk? Nut milk. I drink dairy milk every day, actually. I have a protein shake every day. User Everdistant Utopia made fun of me about it, kind of. He's saying that first of all, sexy boy. Oh my gosh, I love him so much. First of all, I've had protein shakes that taste like cake, and it's awesome. Like, okay, what the fuck? Yeah, it is awesome, and I do have protein shakes that taste like cake. I like mine chocolate, or I like mine vanilla, and pretend it's cummies. That's the glass of cummies that I would drink if it was a real yummy protein shake with, oh my gosh, banana and nut and all that good stuff, man. If I had a foodgasm fantasy, it would be of protein shakes. I haven't had one in a while, and I really, really want one. That's the good part of being an exercise fanatic. Okay. I'm not really an exercise fanatic though. I wrestle boys every day, like, because I do mixed martial arts, and I give men or people my age boners when I wrestle them. Are you one of those people who enjoys the smell of gasoline? Oh, I love the smell of gasoline. Thing is, when I go to the third world and help out over there, sometimes it makes me kind of cautious. I don't want to inhale any carcinogens, and I'm scared something there's a fire nearby. But I really do enjoy the smell of gasoline. It's sexy. Yum, 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 yum. Other than that, I really like the smell of jasmine a lot, and coconut and Old Spice. 20. When it comes to the placement of your partner's hands during sex, rate these from least arousing to most arousing.
your hair, digging their nails into your back, holding your hand, spanking your ass, grabbing onto your shoulders or legs, and fingers in your mouth. Hands. I love it when my partner runs his or her or whatever gender's hands in my hair. That's so yummy. That's very fun. Digging their nails into your back. Yeah, I love that. I love all of these. Oh my gosh. As long as the guy's or girl or whatever is not pulling my hair, and I don't bleed from them being forceful, I'm good. I lick it up so much. But I actually like them holding my hand, especially when I'm nervous, and then them giving me a little cheek under the neck. Oh, that's the best. Okay. Number 21. Someone you've never met before comes up to you asking if you're that person from GWA, as your voice sounds suspiciously similar. Ugh, tongue twister. To someone who posts on there. Do you choose to give yourself away? I would confirm that I was aware of that, and I would laugh with them and ask them what were their favorite users in their audios. But I would not confirm that I was a certain person. And if they push and be all creepy, I might stab them. Gosh, there's no real life blocking, and you know, I don't want people tracking me down. I don't need the government doing that already. So yeah, please don't be a creeper, please. Number 22, your current best friend, yes, that best friend, my gay best friend, confesses to you that they're in love with you. Oh honey, how do you respond? Would you find it easy to continue a friendship with them if you didn't feel the same way? It's not like I get that a lot. I know that people haven't really told me, but I knew that they did, I guess. But I just tell them I can't because I'm focused on my favorite position when it comes to sex, and that is the CEO position. And I can't do that. Yeah, I got aspirations to do, but I'd probably, I don't know, I've been considered a tease because I'd be so sad for them, and then I'd give them a little kiss or something because I feel so bad. Number 23, what are some occupations you wanted to have as a kid? I wanted to be an artist, but I figured in whatever thing you do, you could always be an artist because there's a level artistry in whatever that is. So I'm studying medical physics right now, hopefully to do some doctor work and outreach to people who need it, maybe make a really cool medical device one day. I used to want to be a rapper. That was fun, and I do some raps. I implement my study SAT words from back in the day into my raps, so I memorize good vocabulary. And I diss people a lot, and I have a lot of offensive humor. If you want to know about me, I do a lot of offensive humor, but I don't want to trigger you guys or anything, so yeah, but I say fuck a lot. 24, do you consider yourself a grown-up? No. Yes. Yep. Okay. Do you think that there is a set grown-up age? where someone is expected to have their life together?
Up to your 20s, you're okay. Because 20s, you're expected to be an adult. Really, you're still figuring it out. I think 30s is... You never should be really required to have their life together. I think around your mid-30s, you should have... you should attempt to have your basic standards of living down. I really hope that you could get all the money, financial support that you need in your mid-30s, because nobody's taking care of you. And if nobody is taking care of you and you're around that time or age, just know that you'll find there's a lot of outreach out there. Always do your research. There's soup kitchens and stuff like that. There's really interesting people in soup kitchens. There's a good community there. It's not that sketchy. Some of the best people I've known are from soup kitchens and things like that, and outreach. But even if you feel like you're against the rest of the world, just know, keep your head up. Yeah, so 25, which first date would you prefer? Movie at home, cuddles, and a homemade dinner, or movie and fancy schmancy dinner? Shit. Movies, Netflix and chill, play video games, cuddle. That's so, so good. And then we could eat whatever we want. Plus... save, and then we could save our money for another date. Yeah. 26. Improvise a sexy scene right now. Or just say how your day was. Lol. Oh my god. Right now. Darling. You're so demanding. I love it when you're like that. Bend me down and fuck me hard. Oh, I love you. Oh, you're so good. So good. Oh, just kidding. On my day, it's already 5 a.m. where I am. And... the day has just about to begun, and my time here on Gone Wild has just started to begin, and I hope to have lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of fun with you guys, and I hope to make you cream. Okay, I hope you enjoyed that little Q&A. This was kind of fun. I hope you got to know about what things I like, and more about me. I just like learning things. If you have any life advice or inside knowledge on pretty much any subject, let me know, or if you know any interesting topics or stories, or you feel like everyone should know about this certain little thing, let me know. Okay, I love you. I will see you later. Yeah. In your bed, in your ear, in your mind.